You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And indeed, a very good morning to each and every one of you. What do we say today, this day of the week? We say WTW, don't we? Yes, we say welcome to Wednesday. We've got halfway through the week. Give yourself a pat on the back, that's what I say. Exactly 6 o'clock in the morning here on The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3, of course, Cool FM. And I tell you what, just looking at some of the things relevant to the date of 7th of September. Well, just in case you're wondering, by the way, there's 115 days remaining until the end of the year. Just thought I'd cheer you up. Today, Air Force Day is being celebrated in Pakistan, Constitution Day in Fiji, Military Intelligence Day today in Ukraine. They need a lot of that, don't they? And I tell you what, the United States have got it right as usual. National Acorn Squash Day today, as well as National Beer Lovers Day and National Salami Day today, all being celebrated in the United States. So you've got a full menu. And last but not least, National Threatened Species Day today is being observed in Australia.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I shook you.
Human League, and don't you want me bringing in this morning's breakfast show? As I say, midweek, the 7th of September. Amazing, week gone already. Just looking at some of the things relevant to today's date as well. Here's a biggie. 1821 on this day. The Republic of Gran Colombia, a federation which was covering much of present-day Venezuela, Colombia, Panama, and Ecuador, is established with Simón Bolívar as the founding president and Francisco de Paula Santander as vice president.
Ooh, baby, I love your way, every day, yeah, yeah.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
He was brutally handsome.
That just about sums us up here on The Breakfast Show, doesn't it? Life in the Fast Lane. From the Eagles. Before that, it was A Big Mountain and Baby, I Love Your Ways. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are 15 minutes, just after 15 minutes after 6 o'clock. It is time for us to do this. Yes, get you in the shower, spruced up, smelly nice, and on your way to work this morning. Don't forget, if you're going to be using public transport, they're all going to be having a good sniff, you know. In the shower with you this morning, Billy Ocean. Love really hurts without you. There's a good one in the shower this morning. That was nice and lively, wasn't it? Billy Ocean. And Love Really Hurts Without You. And out you get. Come on. Let's have a little sniff. Oh, yeah, that's nice. By the way, showers are fun in this house at the moment. I must admit, I'm one of these people I do like having a warm shower. But they are checking the gas throughout our building at the moment. And that means that we don't have gas for the heater. I did find a trick. I had my shower yesterday afternoon. I was doing some work on the car after scraping it down the side of the building. As one does in this building, the parking is so narrow. And so that sort of gave me a little bit of exercise. So I sort of cleared all that off the car. And I was nice and hot and sweaty. So I thought, now's a good time to have a shower. My philosophy was right. The water is warmer in the afternoon because it's outside and it gets the heat from the sun, if we get any. So that's it. Afternoon showers, I think, until the water gets, or the gas gets sorted out. Our apartment building isn't too big, so it hopefully shouldn't take too long. Time on The Breakfast Show is 20 minutes. That's after the hour, 6 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM. This is Claire. Friendly Fire.
This state of mind, when nothing is forever.
Mr. Edwin Collins, and that is A Girl Like You, and that was proceeding on for A Girl Like Her. Her name was Claire, and a little number called Friendly Fire. Time on The Breakfast Show, we're just after 28 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. We're going to take a quick little break, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
La línea 1 del metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
And if you are with us this morning, it's lovely to be with you. Half past the hour of 6 o'clock, if you keep an eye on the time. And it is Wednesday. Yes, WTW, boys and girls. And it is the 7th of September, which just happens to be my wedding anniversary. I think the good lady's still asleep. She's got any sense. Here's some of the things we're going to be looking at in a little bit more detail later on with regards to local news, some of the things in the news over the last 24 hours. It's to do with getting on with budgeting. The rector of the University of Panama, Eduardo Flores, warned that the budget recommended for 2023 by the Ministry of Economy and Finance would jeopardize the progress of the construction of the new university regional center of San Miguelito. The University of Panama requested $25 million to continue with the project for 2023, but the Ministry of Economy and Finance recommended $18,082,000. That is, it suffers a reduction of $6.9 million. Now, according to the rector, this work is considered the most important carried out by the university after the construction of the Ciudad Universitaria Octavo Méndez, and that is Méndez Perrier. And he indicated that the construction is almost 50% complete, and its completion is scheduled for next year. Now, according to Flores, if the money was not available, the project would be delayed. The University of Panama would also not have funds for the construction of the new Faculty of Medicine. They asked for $6 million to start the project in 2023, but guess what? Only got $500,000, apparently. In addition, he said those $500,000 have to come out of our funds. And by the way, I mean, they're cutting down on everybody's budget, aren't they? You know, was it yesterday we were looking at another, you know, sort of budget being cut? I think Acodecos, and where they can't do their work if they don't have the money. Have you noticed? The only people that didn't have their budget cut and in fact had it increased was the Assembly. The President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, met with Carlos del Toro, Secretary of the United States Navy, to discuss security issues. According to a statement from the Presidency, the Panamanian President expressed at the meeting that he seeks to strengthen relations with the United States to continue joint work on the security of the Panama Canal, irregular migration, illegal fishing and drug trafficking. President Cortizo was accompanied on the visit by Foreign Minister Erica Muñoz and Security Minister Juan Manuel Pino. Del Toro was accompanied by the chargé d'affaires of the U.S. Embassy in Panama, Tanya Ward, senior advisor to the Secretary for International Affairs, Anne Gebhardt, and the military attaché, Navy Captain Rick Ursary. The public ministry reported that one of the people involved in the multi-million robbery at the cargo terminal of the Tucumán International Airport was sentenced to 14 years in prison. The second section of crimes against the Metropolitan Economics Patrimony achieved a sentence of 14 years in prison for a man guilty of the crime of aggravated robbery of more than $1 million, which occurred in 2021. This was at the facilities of the DHL. at the Tocumen International Airport, according to the public ministry. Judges Virginia Rodriguez, Florielia Bonilla and Armarelis Sucre declared the former governor of the province of Coclé, Richard Pfeiffer, investigated for the crime of illegal withholding of contributions from the Social Insurance Fund as not guilty. The verdict comes after several days of hearing at the facilities of the accusatory penal system in the district of Penonome, province of Coclé. The Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office immediately announced that it will present the appeal. And the Superior Court of Appeals confirmed the sentences of 5 and 4 years in prison imposed on Oiden Ortega Collado, son of the former magistrate of the Supreme Court of Justice, Oiden Ortega Duran, and Claudia Porcate, for the crime of corruption of a public official imposed by a trial court. This was on March the 25th. During a hearing held on Tuesday, the Court of Appeals decided to maintain the sanction imposed on Ortega Collado in Porcate's case. The prison sentence was commuted to the payment of a fine of $5,000 payable to the National Treasury. The Panamanian authorities reported on Tuesday that they surprised a Colombian flagged vessel fishing in an area of the Cordillera de Coiba closed to fishing, for which it was apprehended and will be fined. The Colombian flagged vessel was not authorized even to enter national waters, said the director of the Aquatic Resources Authority of Panama, the ARAP, Flor Torrios, at a joint press conference with the National Aeronaval Service. And it says here, a statement from the ARAP specified that the boat named De Pesca and manned by 8 people of Colombian nationality was fishing in a prohibited area of the Cordillera de Coiba sector when it was detected last weekend. I tell you what, the fines are quite substantial, something like 50,000 to 300,000. Be careful, be warned, leave the fish alone. And the Panamanian law established, by the way, yeah, here we are, possible fines between $50,000 and $300,000. And this is for offences such as those accredited to the Colombian flagship. And in 30 to 80 days, the economic sanction should be imposed, added the ARAP director. Panamanian banking is ready, and some have already activated the option to make transfers in real time under the figure of Express ACH, or just Express, on their platforms. The Clave system, managed by Telered, concluded at the end of 2021. The adaptations to allow these transactions between bank accounts of clients of different banks to be carried out in real time and not take 2 or 3 hours or up to 24 hours as usual. Now, it says here that Telered is ready with the ACH Express platform that allows these transfers in real time from November of 2021, reported Alexandra Acosta, General Manager of Telered. So the facility has been available for some time, but not adapted. This week, BAC and multibank customers indicated that the ACH Express option can now be seen through online banking, and there is also the traditional option. Now, in this phase, the service will not be charged. Telered, they reported that this year they expect at least 10 banks to activate online transfers and payments in real time, and the rest are expected to adopt it in 2023. And lastly, the patriotic parades in the capital city will once again take place on 2 routes, confirmed on Tuesday by the Minister of Education, Maruja Cordeiro Villalobos. The head of the Ministry of Education stressed that coordination continues with the ministries of the Presidency and Security for the celebration of the national holidays next November. Cordeiro Villalobos confirmed that the student delegations, independent bands and institutions will once again parade on 2 routes, the Cinta Costera and on Calle 50, just as it was carried out before the pandemic. And do go on to say that the health authorities announced that the behaviour of the virus will be monitored after the patriotic parades to make a decision on the celebration of the 2023 carnivals. Right, well, that's it. That's some of the things in the local news. We will be looking at that in more detail at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. Don't forget, it is Wednesday. We'll be chatting with Andreas in the 8 o'clock hour this morning about the movies. Where do you go?
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Looking out for love in the night so still.
Big love.
still what they're doing. We don't have any of that on this show. That's it, that's Fleetwood Mac and Big Love. And that was preceded by Where Do You Go from No Mercy. I was just taking a look here. By the way, let me say a couple of very good mornings. Good morning to Mary Lou. He wished us a happy day first thing this morning. And also to Rosita. Thank you so much, Rosita, for your very nice wishes. That's really appreciated. And also, let's see. Actually, here's a little story. I thought this was really quite amazing. This goes back to the year 1838. Now, this was during a storm at sea. A lady called Grace Darling, a lighthouse keeper's daughter, she rows a mile in a small boat to rescue four men and a woman from a small steamship called Forfarshire, which had struck rocks near the Longstone Lighthouse. This was in Northumberland. So it must have been a fair old sea. Can you imagine rowing a mile in a small boat? And what a feat that is. It's really quite awe-inspiring, isn't it? There we go, Sir Elton, and that was Island Girl.
Tastes like strawberries.
This is Harry Styles.
Summer evening.
Watermelon Sugar.
And it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm.
Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know.
Like a song. I want your belly and that summer feeling. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar.
Radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
Lovely, that one, isn't it? Believe it or not, that is Aha, and Living at the End of the World is the name of the track. We're just a couple of minutes away from the top of the hour, 7 o'clock this morning, here on this morning's breakfast show. I just want to remind you about a couple of things from our advertisers this morning, advertising sponsors, talking sponsors. Don't forget our friends there at Inquenta 24. If you're looking for a TV, now's a good time, because you can find the biggest Hisense TVs at the lowest price in Panama. Now on Inquenta 24. With the service in Trega, Domicilio, you get free delivery and, wait for it, 10% off. This is only at Inquenta 24. And they sell cars quickly, so if you've got a car to sell, give it to them. I'll sell it in 6 minutes. Every 6 minutes, somebody does buy a car on Inquenta 24. So, yeah, that's a good thing for you to want to get rid of. You've got something to sell, you know, somebody says they'll buy it. I remember someone said years ago, so, you know, one man's muck is another man's money. So there we go. You see, you never know who wants to buy what. And also, let's say a very good morning to our friends at Valley Motors. Now, they're saying if you have a vehicle which is from the year 2010, like mine is, yes, it's knocking on a bit, if you've got a vehicle which is from 2010 or newer, and just give them a WhatsApp and say, yeah, I heard this thing by Jerry D on The Breakfast Show about a free full inspection for my car, if I just tell you that. And they'll say, oh, yes, that's very nice of you. Thank you. And they'll take your details and book you in to have a free full inspection with a $50 value, that is, as well. So contact them today, Valley Motors, their WhatsApp number 64310419, 64310419. That's Valley Motors.
Valley Motors.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inquenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Well, we're just coming to a minute after the hour of 7 o'clock, and let's take a look at some of the international news headlines for this morning. A document describing a foreign government's military defences, including its nuclear capabilities, was found in the FBI's search last month for former President Donald Trump's Florida home, the Washington Post reported on Tuesday. The Post report, which cited people familiar with the matter, did not identify the foreign government discussed in the document, nor did it indicate whether the foreign government was friendly or hostile to the United States. President Vladimir Putin said on Wednesday he wanted to discuss reopening a UN-brokered deal that allows Ukraine to export its grain via the Black Sea after accusing Kiev and the West of using it to deceive developing countries and Russia. Putin's criticism, which alleged that the deal was delivering grain, fertilizer and other foodstuffs to the European Union and Turkey at the expense of poor countries, is likely to raise fears that the pact could unravel if it cannot be successfully renegotiated. And Russia's foreign ministry said on Tuesday that the United States have fomented Europe's gas supply crisis by pushing European leaders towards the suicidal step of cutting economic and energy cooperation with Moscow. Now, Europe is facing the worst gas supply crisis ever, with energy prices soaring and German importers even discussing possible rationing in the European Union's biggest economy after Russia reduced gas flows westwards. And Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said on Tuesday that Russia is cutting natural gas flows to Europe in retaliation for sanctions, adding that Europe is reaping what it's sowed. Well, fears in Europe have increased over a potential bleak winter after Russia announced it was keeping its main gas pipeline to Germany shut. You can't also say, I mean, they have been warned for a long time. Remember, the United States was saying to them, do not do it. But they did. Well, they didn't, because they'd never connected it in the end. That's the new one. The new British Prime Minister, Liz Truss, has selected a cabinet where, for the first time, a white man will not hold one of the country's four most important ministerial positions. Truss appointed Kwasi Kwarteng, whose parents came from Ghana in the 1960s, as Britain's first black finance minister, while James Cleverly is the first black foreign minister. Cleverly, whose mother hails from Sierra Leone and whose father is white, has in the past spoken about being bullied as a mixed-race child and has said that the party needs to do more to attract black voters. I don't think colour has any relevance, does it? You can do the job, you do the job. Doesn't matter what colour you are. More Chinese cities advised residents on Wednesday to avoid unnecessary tips for the upcoming holiday long weekend, adding to COVID policies that are keeping tens of millions of people under lockdown and exacting a growing economic toll. Nanjing and Wuxi, major cities in eastern China's Jiangsu province, recommended residents not to leave town during the Saturday-Monday midterm festival, echoing similar advisories made in other cities this month. Canadian police searched into a fourth day on Wednesday for the remaining suspect in a stabbing spree in which 10 people were killed in and around the Indigenous community, rattling a country unaccustomed to acts of mass violence. Miles Sanderson, 30, whose brother and accused accomplice was himself found slain a day after Sunday's attacks in Saskatchewan, Saskatchewan province, was briefly believed to have resurfaced on Tuesday in the vicinity of the Rampage, about 320 kilometres, that's about 200 miles, north of the provincial capital of Regina. And former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's lead over President Jair Bolsonaro ahead of the October election has narrowed to 10 points from 12, a genial Quaquesta poll released on Wednesday showed. Lula is seen winning 44% support in a first-round vote against Bolsonaro's 34%, the poll said. They had 44% and 32%, respectively, a week ago. An unexpected runoff, Lula's lead, has also shortened by 2 percentage points to a 12-point gap, taking 51% of the votes against Bolsonaro's 39%. And that's it. Those are some things in the international news for this Wednesday morning. It is the 7th of September. Just joined us. Good morning to you. And what we will be doing is taking a look at some things in the international business news at the bottom of the hour. And what we will also be doing between then and now, we'll be taking a look at the weather. Looking out the window, our first check for this morning. Hold up. Not too bad. It's quite bright. The blind's not down yet, though, so it's not that bright. 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock in this morning's breakfast show. This is Patrice Rushen, R-U-S-H-E-N, just to make that perfectly clear. And this is Forget Me Not. Like that little bit, just ding ding ding, like little bells, tinkling bells in there. Won't be that long, will it? But have a lot of bells going as we come up towards Christmas. have the decorations got in the shops near you yet? Have they? Oh, let me know. I know here in Rochdale they've got the Christmas trees out yet, not the decorations, but they've got some Christmas trees for sale. So there's a place to go if you want to start early. 10 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show, this is The Killers and Boy.
Down. but she moves like lightning, and she counts to three. Then she turns out all the lights and says she's coming for me. Now put your hands up, this is a heist, and there's no one in here living gonna make it out alive. Load it up when the sun comes down, getaway car for two young lovers. Me and the girl straight out of town, over the hills and undercover, undercover, undercover. She said, green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You better throw a party on the day that I die. Green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You better throw a party on the day that I die. We go together, Adam and Eve. The girl is so much more than just another apple thief. Yeah, she's a genius, watch and learn. Yeah, she sets the world on fire just to watch the sucker burn. To your lovers, me and the girl straight out of town, over the hills and undercover, undercover, undercover. She said, green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You better throw a party on the day that I die. Green, green grass.
There we go. Yes, that is George Ezra and Green Green Grass. And right, let's take a look and see what the weather's doing. The blinds down. I just noticed. So it's obviously sunny out there right now at the moment. But we will take a look. We're going to start, as we do, over in the province of Cologne at Costa Riba. We're looking today at 29 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature over there, with 23 degrees being the minimum. 34 degrees Celsius, that's not too bad. Thermal sensation, 81% relative humidity. Isolated showers during the course of this morning. As usual, stormy rains in the afternoon, and it'll be partially cloudy tonight. Moving over to West Panama, I see clouds with a little bit of sunshine sticking out the top and little blobbles of blue underneath, so it's going to be probably isolated showers. Hey, well, let's take a look. 30 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature, 23 degrees is the minimum. 35 degrees Celsius will be the thermal sensation, and relative humidity at 80%. And yes, isolated showers during the course of this morning, stormy rains in the afternoon, and a few showers during the night tonight. Over here in the metro area, 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 24 the minimum. 35 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, with 80% relative humidity. And they say cloudy. Well, I'll say partially cloudy, because we've got a bit of sunshine out there at the moment. Stormy rains, of course, in the afternoon for everybody. Isolated showers tonight. Moving out to the Perlis Islands, out there in the Gulf of Panama, we're looking at 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 25 degrees, the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, and 86% the relative humidity. That's down about 5% as of yesterday. So not too bad today. I guess a fairly standard day for us, weather-wise, this time of the year. Moving on to maritime, let's take a look and see what is happening with the tides. First of all, starting on the Pacific, the first high tide, that was at 12:31 this morning, and that was 4.11 metres. Low tide was at 6:40, that was 1.1 metres. High tide again, that'll be just before 1 o'clock this afternoon, 12:57, 4.36 metres, and the last low tide, that'll be at 7:21 tonight, and that'll be 0.67 of a metre. On the Caribbean, we have a low tide, the first one, that was at 4:25 this morning, and that was at minus 0.06 of a metre. High tide will be at 9:45, 0.09 of a metre. Low tide again, 2:05 in the afternoon, it's going to be flat at zero. And the high tide, that'll be at 9:34 tonight, and that'll be 0.4 of a metre. So there we go. There are the tides for today. Let's take a look at the actual sea conditions, starting on the Caribbean side. We're looking at good conditions today, no advisory. Winds are light at 5 to 15 kilometres an hour, coming in from the southwest. Waves at 1 foot. In the afternoon, the good conditions continue, no advisory. Winds pretty much the same, 5 to 20 kilometres an hour. That'll be coming from the west in the afternoon. Moving over to the Pacific side, good conditions today. Yeah, they haven't given us an advisory for a change. We've got 2 to 15 kilometres an hour winds coming from the northwest, and waves are just at 1 foot. In the afternoon, good conditions are prevailing. 10 to 20 kilometre an hour winds, they'll be coming in from the south-southwest in the afternoon. Waves, they're going to remain at, 1 foot. So there we are, not too bad today at all.
Close your eyes. What are you trying to love? You're wearing your love.
with all the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
Started off those two with Nickelback and Lullaby, and that was Sean Colvin and Sonny Came Home. Time on The Breakfast Show, we're just making our way down right now to 28 and a half minutes, and that is after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Good evening. Welcome to Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge. Allow me to share with you today's specials. Bangkok noodles with beef and shrimp in a garlic pepper sauce, pineapple fried rice with raisins, cashews and diced vegetables, and tom kha. This is our famous traditional Thai coconut milk hot and sour soup with seafood combination.
Whoa.
See, honey, I told you you would like it. They have the type of food you like and vegan options for me.
It's hard for me to admit, but you were right.
Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge, open from 12 to 11 p.m. in San Francisco. Calle 66 with Calle 50. PH, The Towers.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Absolutely. A very good morning to you. Half past the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. Don't forget Andreas will be joining us in the next hour when we take a look at what's on at the movies, what's been entertaining us. Looking at some of the business news for today. We're looking at European stock markets opening in the red on Wednesday after the US economic data prompted traders to ramp up Federal Reserve rate hike bets, pushing the dollar to a 24-year high against the Japanese yen. U.S. Treasury yields have jumped and the dollar received a boost, boosted by data on Tuesday, which showed the U.S. services industry picked up in August, reinforcing expectations for aggressive Fed rate hikes. Markets were pricing in at 73% chances of a 75% basis point hike at the Fed's next meeting. Markets took a further hit in Asian trading from data showing China's export growth slowed in August. MSCI's broadest index of Asia Pacific shares outside of Japan fell to its lowest since mid-2020. China's exports and imports lost momentum as surging inflation crippled overseas demand and new COVID curbs and heat waves disrupted output, reviving downside risks for the shaky economy. At 8.08 GMT, the MSCI World Equity Index was down 0.3% on the day, while Europe's Stock 600 was down 0.4%. London's FTSE 100, that was down 0.7%. The US dollar index was around 110.24, having hit a 20-year high at 110.69 earlier in the session. The 10-year US Treasury yield hit its highest since mid-June at 3.365%. before easing slightly. Oil prices rose on Wednesday on threats of that Russia will walk away from its energy supply contracts, reversing losses from earlier in the session when prices fell to their lowest since Russia invaded Ukraine. Brent crude futures were up 85 cents or 92.92% at $93.68 a barrel, and that was by 9:31 GMT, having earlier hit their lowest since February the 18th at $91.20. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude futures gained 80 cents or 0.92% to $87.68. The benchmark had earlier fallen to a session low of $85.08, the weakest since January the 26th. China's exports and imports, they lost momentum and growth. This is significantly missing forecast as surging inflation crippled overseas demand. And of course, these fresh COVID-19 curbs and heat waves disrupted output, reviving downside risk for the shaky economy. Exports rose by 7.1% in August from a year earlier, slowing from an 18.18% gain in July, and marking the first slowdown since April, official data showed on Wednesday, well below analysts' expectations for a 12.8% increase. European energy companies need at least 1.5 trillion euros. That's about, well, these days it's on parity with the euro, isn't it? $1.5 trillion. This is to cover the cost of their exposure to soaring gas prices. Norwegian energy group Equinor has estimated, and that does not include firms in Britain. Several European countries are providing billions of euros to support to power suppliers caught out by the extra collateral payments on their trades, known as margin calls, but Equinor's estimates suggest such support is a fraction of the overall bill. Apple Inc. on Wednesday, that's today, is expected to unveil a new range of iPhone 14 models and Apple Watches that will test how willing consumers are to upgrade gadgets in the face of inflation and economic gloom. Analysts expect Apple to announce that the latest iPhones can send emergency messages using satellites at the event titled Far Out at its Cupertino, California headquarters. Beyond that, analysts expect a family of iPhone 14 models with incremental upgrades, slightly better cameras, processor chips, and critically, for Apple's bottom line, prices $100 or more higher than last year's models. And also, Apple said on Tuesday that it will appeal to a Brazilian order banning it from selling iPhones without a battery charger, pushing back on claims that the company provides an incomplete product to consumers. The Justice Ministry fined Apple 12.275 million reais, which is around about $2.38 million, and ordered the company to cancel sales of the iPhone 12 and newer models, in addition to suspending the sale of any iPhone model that does not come with a charger. Good for them. It is incomplete, isn't it? What if it's the first iPhone you buy? You've got to go out and buy another charger. I like collecting chargers. I've got a whole drawer full of them. You're listening to The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. This is the Revivalists. Keep an eye on the time. We are 24 before 8 o'clock.
So far.
The Revivalists and Wish I Knew You. Now, let's take a look and see some of the other things that are relevant to today's date. See what else was happening on the 7th of September, going back in time. In 1813, the nickname Uncle Sam was first used as a symbolic reference to the United States. The reference appeared in an editorial. This was in a New York's Troy Post. Let me see, we've got George Ligovsky. In 1880, was granted a patent for his device that threw clay pigeons for trap shooters. 1888, Edith Eleanor McLean became the first baby to be placed in an incubator. And in 1895, the first game of what would become known as rugby league football is played. This was in England, and it was starting the 1895-96 Northern Rugby Football Union session. Rugby. You know, it's like, it's a little bit like American, a little bit like American football, but without the armour and having to write down at the side of the pitch how far you've gone. Always have a little chuckle at that one. Anyway, what's it like outside?
Hey, it's a mess out there. They can leave, but we don't care. We'll stay. I'm good right here. I've been waiting for you all year. Come play. Make a mess right here. Do whatever. I like it weird. Okay. Let them disappear. Say whatever you want to hear. Just say.
Yes.
Look at here.
Here.
When the walls came down, I was thinking about you, about you. Where my skin grows old, where my breath runs cold, I'll be thinking about you, about you. Seconds from my heart, a bullet from the door. Helpless, I surrender, shackled by your love. Holding me like this, poison on your lips. Only when it's over, the silence hits so hard. 'Cause it was almost love, it was almost love. It was almost love, it was almost love. When I heard that sound, and the walls came down, I was thinking about you, about you. When my skin grows old, when my breath runs cold, I'll be thinking about you, about you. When I run out of air, love, it was almost. We bleed ourselves in vain. How tragic is this game? Turn around, I'm holding on to someone, but the love's gone. Carrying the load with wings that feel like stone. Knowing that we nearly fell so far, now it's hard to tell. Yeah, we came so close. It was almost love. It was almost love. It was almost love.
When I heard that sound, when the walls came down, I was thinking about you, about you. When my skin grows old, when my breath runs cold, I'll be thinking about you, about you.
Reached out for your hand when the walls came in, but I see you on the other side. We can try all over again.
When I heard that sound,
it was almost, it was almost love, it was almost love.
What a voice he's got, that's the Rag and Bone Man, and that was Cold Skin. And before that, Calvin Harris, and including Justin Timberlake on there, Halsey and Pharrell Williams as well, and that was called Stay With Me. Rag and Bone Man, by the way, that's his name he used as an artist, but you know what Rag and Bone Man was? They used to go around the streets with their horses and carts in the old days, and it's a little bit like the guys that go around now, sort of they're calling out for refrigerators and old cookers and whatever. Rag and Bone Man was very similar, because in those days things were slightly different, and they used to collect old clothes and, you know, basic, again, things that people used to throw away. There was a very good series in the old days on BBC, I think, and it was called Steptoe and Son, and it was about a son and father who had a rag and bone business. And if you get a chance, if you go onto YouTube probably and just put in Steptoe and Son, you'll find some videos about it. It's really quite hilarious, and like everything else, probably quite appropriate for these days. This gentleman's name is David Gray. This is called Watching the Waves.
So love. 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
Have the best weekend plan for you. This and every Friday, visit Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy their happy hour with 50% discount off cocktails and starters. Starting at 4 p.m, order everything from a pisco sour and a margarita to mussels and shrimp wontons at half the regular price. And on Saturdays and Sundays, bottomless mimosas for $15. Avantika at PH Towers, Calle 66 and Calle 50. We're waiting for you with free parking and our pet-friendly terrace.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Tell you what, just a couple of things as we make our way towards the weekend. Yes, it is Wednesday. It's all downhill from here. I tell you somewhere you can go one evening. Can be, any evening, really, couldn't it? Because if you go anywhere, it's like being in a Hollywood movie and with a perfect Italian-American touch to disconnect from the city for a special time. That's Frank's Place. And that's in the location downtown in Costa del Este. If you come off the corridor and you turn into the first entrance of Costa del Este, keep to your right and take the first right, and that's where you'll find the little strip mall called Downtown Costa del Este, Frank's Place. And don't forget live music every Saturday. If you want to make a booking, give them a call on 394-6998, 394-6998, or WhatsApp them on 63201013. That's Frank's Place. Go and give them a try. The other thing is, if your car is 2010 or newer, all right, so if it was the oldest is 2010, if you've got a car newer than that, and say that you listen to this mention on The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, guess what? You'll get a free full inspection of your car by Valet Motors, and that's about a $50 value. What you've got to do is contact them today at their WhatsApp, which is 6431-0419, 6431-0419, and that is Valley Motors.
Valley Motors.
And talking about motors, got one for sale? You know where to go, don't you? go to Encuentro 24. Every 6 minutes, somebody buys a car on Encuentro 24. Now, you've got more than 5,000 cars to pick here in Panama as well. So if you've got your car for sale, why don't you get in touch with Encuentro 24? Put it on there. Do it quickly, because as we say, it goes fast. You never know, you could get lucky, put your car on there, and 6 minutes later, it's gone. That's Encuentro 24. You know what they say, if you publish it, they will buy it. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are looking at, we're just making our way to 16 minutes after 8 o'clock.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Funny how a lonely day make a person say, what good is mine? Funny how a breaking heart can make me start to say, what good is mine? Funny how I often seem to think I'll never find a dream in my
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Jazz, how you doing? Well, another one took a leap
off the tree. Well, we're having no luck with guanabanas. We had picked three, and they have all rotted while trying to ripen in the house. We put them in the paper bag with the banana, and that doesn't seem to work. And two more had jumped off the tree. The tree is so tall, it's so hard to test them. You're supposed to squeeze them a little bit to see if they're soft, if their needles have changed, and if their color had changed. And that's how you know when they're done. But they're 20 feet up in the air. I can't get up there. I have to either pull them down before they're ready or wait till they fall and see if they've survived. But so far, no. I got two on the counter still waiting to see if they'll ripen. But I thought we weren't going to have any guanabana this year because I kept seeing all the seedlings kind of popping around and dropping on the trees, thinking all those birds and squirrels were having a fiesta on my part. Yeah, my party, and I wasn't invited. But I see we have them, but I can't seem to get them to ripen and or get them down in time. We did have a smoothie yesterday. I have to say, I am so proud of the cook. Oh, my God. She used every fruit that we have grown in the yard. She had a banana, mango, papaya, guanabana smoothie. And she brought that out to me with a little bit of protein powder in it. And I was like, is this from the yard? She goes, everything except the protein powder. I was like, oh my goodness, I'm having feast from the yard. Imagine that. You're actually eating from your own yard. It was so cool. You can go out and buy every one of those things, and that's true. And you can probably buy them a lot cheaper than I had. The amount of effort that we've had to do to get some of these things, but it's just an amazing accomplishment in your heart that you know that I've grown these things, I've harvested them, and I've now made them into a smoothie, and they were delicious. Nom, 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 nom. I'm hoping I can have another one yet today. All right. Everything's great. The kitty cats are all outside now, and they've just been fed. Lots of wet everywhere. It's been raining and raining. The creeks or the quebradas up here are getting very full, so we're tickled about that, and I'm hoping the canal water fills up as well. They said it has to rain in the right place, so I'm hoping it's raining in the right place. All right, everything's great. Back to you in the studio.
Southern trees bear a strange fruit. Blood on the leaves.
Southern trees bear a strange fruit, blood on the leaves and blood at the roots, black bodies.
There we go. There's certainly lyrics before that. We tried a bit of Bolly Holiday, but those two songs, that's a little bit too depressing. We don't want anything more depressing this morning, really, do we? That reminds me. Good morning, Henry.
Hey, man. I'm enjoying this this bottle of rum and really thinking about life with the playlist today.
By the way, no, that was because she was talking about a fruit. I thought, oh, yeah, there's a Billie Holiday song, yeah. And Annie Lennox did, and I thought, gosh, no, they're depressing. The topic was rather macabre.
Yeah, it's funny because the Shirley Bassey song you were playing, I just pictured. I don't know if you've ever seen this film. Have you ever seen A League of Their Own? The baseball movie?
No.
Okay, well, anyways, there's a scene where this drunk woman just gets up on stage and starts singing this love song to somebody in the audience. And it's completely off tone and whatever, but the sentiment of her, that everybody's looking at her, but she doesn't care. She's just singing this love song.
Hang, You were saying that Shirley Bassey was off turf.
No, no, not at all. I'm just saying the picture of it is...
I mean, you know where the door is.
I know, fair enough. But the picture of like a drunk woman with a cigarette just singing her heart out to somebody in the audience, not caring who's listening. It that song kind of reminded me of that, but yeah.
Today's my anniversary and I'm not going to do it.
Congrats!
That's what I thought.
How long?
26.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're old enough to drink.
Actually,
to rent a car.
Christina asked me this morning, she says, well, how old were you when I married you? I said, 26. That's why I said it. And she just didn't stop laughing.
There you go. You are now old enough to rent a car.
What was I going to say? Because Christina was away. She was, she went over the weekend to spend time with a friend she has on the other side. Sort of, they went over there to the beach and had a great time. So nice. On Saturday night, it was me and a couple of beers and how you can even think about comparing Manifest with Lost is beyond me. I mean, it's...
Did you do like a...
I did a, you know, it was, a, you know, right up until about sort of half past midnight, something, but I'm just coming to the end of the second season, and of course there's a third season as well, and luckily they're going to make another one. I just don't know where you are, because it's quite, the plot is always changing, the relationships are changing. It's good. You need to go, you need to sort of try and be a little bit more.
I'm gonna put money on the table right now. Then one of these days you're gonna come to me on this show and you're gonna be like, you know what? They jumped the shark. They are now taking too long to finish the story and you're gonna get annoyed.
But I'm not, because every week is a new story. It's a new line.
Hey man, you are literally becoming a Lost fan. This is
no, I'm not. I tried Lost. It was so slow. It was unbelievable.
What I'm trying to tell you is, if you would talk to anybody who saw Lost back in the day, they had the same exact spiel you just gave us. Like, it's a different story
but
every day.
I watched Lost in that time, and I couldn't stand it. It just dragged on and on and on. It was, you know, it was. With this, it's ongoing. The relationships are changing. There's different things coming in every week. How can you know?
Did the show get better once you start like in the fourth beer?
Any show like that is laying the basis for the for the whole thing. Yeah. So you've got to be. You have to do a little bit better than two episodes.
Okay. I get it. No, you know what? No, you have
You're supposed to be reviewing.
Yes, I reviewed two episodes.
No, that's not enough.
When they send new shows to critics, they give them a packet with 2-4 episodes, and you're like, here, review my show, and you have that amount of time
you only watch half of them.
I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess,
and watch the other half.
I'll watch 4. Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah, I'll try to watch 4.
Because the relationships are great. I mean, the whole story and how it builds up and to how they're trying to find out what it is that's affecting them, and it's very, very good. It's something new each week.
And I also have a thing with the lead of that show. It's kind of like your thing with Tom Hanks. The guy just annoys me. It sounds like, I just don't want.
Well, Tom Hanks annoys me.
I know. That's why I think I have the same relationship with the lead of Manifest.
Well, the guy.
I think his name is Josh Dallas.
He's good.
He was the star.
He wears Tom Ford glasses.
Fair enough. I didn't recognize Ford glasses. I got to be honest. but he was the star of a show called Once Upon a Time.
It was
like a fairy tale show on ABC. Mm-hmm. And my wife and I used to watch it. By the way, same creators of Lost. And the show just his character just annoyed me all the time. And
because it was the same people that made Lost.
Maybe that's what.
No, I think he plays a good role.
I think Manifest is the same people from Lost. I got to check.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Try and wheedle your way out of this one.
I don't know, man. You're convincing me. I got to be honest. You're starting to
look. You know
chip
me.
Away.
Look, you know me. I'm the world's worst. If I lose interest, I mean, I've watched series and then they start. No, may happen with this. I don't know, but it's certainly not happening so far.
I have money on the table.
Where it just eventually sort of becomes mundane and it's the same thing going on. But this is changing constantly and. I'm enjoying it. I mean, I would be the first one to admit, and I will admit, if it gets to a stage where I don't want to watch it anymore, I'll say so. But but you can't watch. I told you, I'm just coming to the end of the second season.
Second season, okay, got it.
And there's three seasons.
You have one more.
There's 42 episodes. You told me
a
that.
Lot.
No, it's not. When you're enjoying yourself,
that's 42 hours. That's a lot.
I know.
And you enjoyed it. What pizza did you get? Just curiosity.
So I can't remember, was it?
No free ads.
It was the night before Friday night, because Christina was here. We had pizza, and it was nice. It had chips on it.
Oh, you had chips?
Yeah. How cool is that?
That's a weird combo.
It was. It was nice, though. We had it with some salad. So
you had pizza, chips, and salad?
Yeah.
Man, sounds healthy.
The gourmet eating.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. So let's just say, now you went to see, I'm going to be interested to hear this because I know what other people think of it.
There you go.
Who's
other people?
Well, I'm not going to tell
you. I'm going to
get rid of that so you can't.
Don't worry. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
I am objective to the last bitter end, my friend.
Okay.
Here we go.
You mean like you were with...
With Manifest.
Yeah, so I thought.
Two episodes. I'm out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you went to see Where the Crawdads Sing.
Yes, we had a contest here for tickets to the premiere, and Jasmine went to see it. Jasmine, did you go see Where the Crawdads Sing? Oh, Jasmine did not see it this time.
She didn't?
No, she did not.
She was busy. And
She was probably watching something better.
She had a better offer.
She was probably watching Manifest.
Go to your room. Okay, then. Where the Crawdads Sing.
Yeah, do you know what crawdads is?
Yes.
Did we find out? Is it a fish or a bird?
No, it's like a little lobster.
It's a lobster.
It was that kind of thing, like a big, like a little
like
lobster.
A mollusk?
Like a crawfish, I guess.
There you go.
There we go.
Are you a big fan of the Carolinas?
What do they sing?
No, the Carolinas, the states, the North and South Carolinas of the United States.
Do I look American?
No, have you ever been?
No.
It's a beautiful town, though. It's a beautiful, like, state.
It's a nice
town. A lot of beautiful states.
Okay.
Two states. Mm-hmm. But beautiful scenery. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I've been.
We have beautiful scenery here.
We do. Hot, though.
It is hot.
Anyways, directed by Olivia Newman.
Right.
Produced by Reese Witherspoon. At least the trailers really, really emphasize that point. It's funny. I've never seen a trailer where they showed an actress so much. That's not even in the movie. If you watch the trailer for this movie, it was all about Reese Witherspoon. And you're like, is she in this movie? No, she produced it. Calm down, son. What's happening? But anyways, starring Daisy Edgar Jones, a fellow Brit.
Okay, he's obviously very good.
Daisy? Yeah. She.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Well, you never know these days.
Pronounce she, her.
No, you never know these days.
Taylor John Smith and Harry Dickinson, also a Brit. Two Brits.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you are, then.
There you go. You guys are really taking over all the roles in the States.
Mm-hmm.
All the superheroes are British.
Mm-hmm.
All the leads are British.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you guys invented the performing arts of
acting. Well, we did. Remember Shakespeare?
Is that guy British? I didn't know.
Why am I not surprised?
I thought he was a German. No, I'm kidding. Plot. Give us the plot, Jerry.
Okay, well, the woman who raised herself in the marshes of the Deep South becomes a suspect in the murder of a man that she was once involved with. Is that it?
There you go, that's it. And that's the premise of the film, based on a novel.
And you think Manifest is boring?
Well, my friend, you make me watch these movies. This is part of the job you give me. So, don't blame me for that. Anyways. Mm-hmm. Do you know the difference between a marsh and a swamp?
Yeah, spelled differently.
Fair enough. That's all I know as well. I have no idea what the difference is. But anyways, positives. Amazing scenery. Mm-hmm. We talked about it a little bit. Amazing scenery in the movie. Mm-hmm. Like, the showing of the swamps and the beaches. And it kind of makes you like, hey man, maybe a swamp is not that bad.
Mm-hmm. How do you know it wasn't a marsh?
It's a marsh. But I don't see no difference. Jojo Regina.
Right.
Plays a young Kaya, does a great job, and she really does. It's a little girl that plays they show the story of how she got abandoned by her family and how she had to survive and the whole thing. And she just, I believe, she was the most compelling performance I saw in the whole movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm including the adult actors that played the adult characters. Like I was fixated on her during her storyline and not the other people.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta be honest.
Mm-hmm.
David. I cannot pronounce this well, and I apologize. Strathian. Thank you.
Okay, it's no problem. It's English.
There you go. It's always amazing. This guy is one of these actors you've seen in every single film. I'm sure, like, he's in every film, or in a lot of films, and nobody knows his name, but he's always enchanting to watch. He was, to put people out there, he was in River Wild with Meryl Streep. He was in A League of Their Own with Tom Hanks. He was with, Edgar Murrow in Good Night and Good Luck,
mm-hmm.
the movie. Like, he is one of these actors that's been in a lot of stuff. But he's not a big movie star, but he's so good. He's one of these, what they call character actors, and mm-hmm. I'm a huge
mm-hmm.
fan.
Mm-hmm.
Professional scene thief is what I call him.
Mm-hmm.
Because every scene he's in, you're fixated on him. You don't care about what the hell's happening everywhere. You're listening to him.
Mm-hmm.
He has a whole, he is the lawyer who defends the woman,
mm-hmm.
and he,
mm-hmm.
his closing arguments, you can't look away. You're like, it's impossible for this jury to find this woman guilty after this mm-hmm. man spoke. That's all I'm saying.
So that's a giveaway, is it?
What?
That's a
no, I'm saying his closing argument was good. You gotta watch.
But you said, how could anybody be guilty?
Well, you gotta see what the jury, if the jury believes or is enchanted by David Strathairn as much as I am.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Interesting conclusion to the murder mystery.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see it coming, I gotta be honest. The movie is incredibly predictable throughout the whole thing, the love story mm-hmm. part
yeah,
of it.
Right.
But the ending to the murder mystery was surprising. I was like, okay. Didn't see that coming.
Oh, did that, did you? Ooh, didn't see that coming.
Ooh, I did. Look, ooh, and the guy next to me was like, dude, calm down.
Hello.
Calm down. But anyways, I gotta be honest, it's interesting. Let's go with the negatives, because there's a lot.
There's a few, yes.
Horrible world creation. It's like a play. There's only two sets. The woman's house and like a bait shop. We barely see anything else in this town. We barely see anything else in the marsh. Like, it's just, like,
so there's
two locations.
No courtroom, then?
A little bit, but it's very generic. It's like, okay, put a judge and two chairs and let's do this. Like, the world building was not there. You don't feel like, oh, you're... The movie is based like, oh, the girl is called the marsh girl, but you never get a sense of a location where you're at. You're just... They shoot a couple scenes in the mm-hmm. beach, in the swamp, mm-hmm. and in their house, and the bait shop. That's it. It's kind of weird.
Okay.
Horrible world creation.
Mm-hmm.
Tough chemistry between all leads. Man, it's a love story. And you gotta believe the love is there. You gotta believe the relationship. You never buy it. My wife was like, I don't see this. Like, she was completely out of it. Like, I don't understand. Do they love each other? Is it physical? Because they are not sexually attracted to each other at all. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cringe-worthy dialogue and love scenes.
Okay.
Oh, man.
This
happens all the time when they try to adapt, like, romantic books. They have a couple lines in books sometimes. It's hard to pull off. And in this movie, it's the same thing. You're like, oh, God. Nobody speaks this way. the worst presented murder case by a prosecution in history.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... I gotta talk to the author right now. I'm talking to the author of the book. If the murder prosecution case is like this, you need to do a little bit of better research on this. Because the whole basis of why this woman was guilty by the prosecution. No, the case. I'm talking about the case
okay,
that the prosecution
okay.
presents.
You're looking at me like
I spoiled the movie. But no, it's ridiculous. Me and my wife are like, how is anybody going to blame this woman for this murder? There's no evidence. There is no real motive. No witnesses. No, like, logical way of her doing it or
mm-hmm.
timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is, she has a super solid alibi. And she, like, it's... Why would anybody prosecute this woman? This would never happen. And I believe it's not the movie's fault. I
mm-hmm.
think it's the book's fault, in
mm-hmm.
my opinion. Because I'm assuming the book... is this way as well. Very predictable plot. Like,
mm-hmm.
As I mentioned, the storyline is, like, word by word. Like,
mm-hmm.
okay, I get what's
mm-hmm.
going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the moment you see the guy, and this is one of my next negatives. The moment you see the villain, you're like, oh, this guy's the villain. There's no doubt. Characters don't age, making it difficult to place the story timeline.
Mm-hmm.
It was an issue. Like, I have no idea how old this woman is. The movie, the murder happens in 1969, and then they, like... backtrack to like 1962 and the woman looks exactly the same, and then some time happens, and you're like, and the narrator's like, oh, 5 years happened, and you're like, you look exactly the same. I have no idea what date you're on right now.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you? Are you 16? Are you 14? Are you 25? How old are you? I have no idea.
I'm 25.
You are. You look 25.
Thank you.
Harry Dickinson, your fellow Brit, plays it too evil. The audience immediately knows he's a bad guy. That's what I'm talking about. Like, the moment he comes in the scene and he starts like chatting up the lady and like romantically getting involved with the lady, you're like, this man's a villain.
Mm-hmm.
He's hiding something. And sure enough, you will find out he is a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And like, whatever. Final comments. Here
right.
we go.
Yeah, come on.
A bad attempt at remaking The Notebook. Classic movie. One of Jasmine's favorites.
Mm-hmm.
The Notebook. Have you seen The Notebook?
No, I haven't even written in it.
You have not seen The Notebook? Yes, you have. Jasmine, yes, you have. Mm-hmm. It's the movie with Ryan Gosling. Like, from you didn't see it? Oh my God, it's a great tearjerker.
So, I know, because I saw the poster, and it looks like so boring.
What?
Yeah.
The Notebook?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, posters can be like that.
I'm gonna put it to the audience. The Notebook.
You should see the poster for Manifest. It's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's like a plane and people walking. For audiences listening, The Notebook, one of the classic romantic movies out there.
Really?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Tearjerker. Mm-hmm. I know you love to cry in movies.
That's the advert.
I know. But anyways, they're trying to remake The Notebook with the setting in a kind of Carolina, state, and the lovers that can't be lovers, and the whole thing. It's trying to be The Notebook, and it really doesn't work. So it's a bad attempt at remaking The Notebook. The film is predictable as hell, and the romance never really feels real, which you need to have. To be there if it's a romantic movie. If you're a big Carolina wilderness person, you might want to watch this film. If you're not, you can skip it. That's all I'm saying. The scenery is beautiful. So if you really like the marshes and the Carolina scene, check it out. It's beautiful,
okay.
Beautiful trees.
Alright.
But if not, you can skip it. It's a skippable movie, I gotta be honest. What's the review on the other side?
Okay, well, here we go. This is from Renee. They've left, but they're still in touch. They're up in the
I know,
space.
No, Renee jumping around.
Mm-hmm. And she says here, we went to see the Crawdads sing yesterday. Very much enjoyed the book. Very much enjoyed it. But the book is better. But still thoroughly enjoyed the movie.
Super fair.
Oh, yeah, you're reviewing what the Crawdads sing. And then they once said, I used to catch crawdads in the creek behind our house when I was a little girl. She's the murderer then.
There you go.
We know who did it. Mm. The little girl actress is adorable.
Yeah, I agree.
Best to read the book before you see the movie. It'll make the movie viewing better.
That's a lot of homework, though.
She's a poor, uneducated outcast in the community. That's why they wanted to pin... Oh.
There you go. That's true. No, he's correct on that. Mm. He's correct.
They wouldn't have pinned the murder on her.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
But the murder case presented by the prosecution is so weak.
Mm-hmm.
It's so, so weak. Ridiculous.
So, okay. It's probably not one on my list.
It's not. Like, I know your bag. That's not your bag.
Mm.
Like, you need to... You need
Manifest
you
is
you
good.
You need, like, a plane that jumps times 5 years. Yeah.
We're going to take a music, and unfortunately, we'll be back.
Yeah.
It's been 24 hours. I need more hours with you. You spent the weekend getting even. Ooh. We spent the late nights making things right between us. But now it's all good, babe. What I thought would, babe, let me close. 'Cause girls like you run around with guys like me till sundown. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Girls like you love fun and yeah, me do what I want. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a girl like you. Last night to you, I took a whole day up, trying to get way up. Ooh.
6:45. Maybe I'm barely alive. Maybe he's taking my shit for the last time. Yeah. Maybe I know that I'm drunk. Maybe I know you're the one. Maybe I'm thinking it's better if you drive.
Too long ago, I was dancing with dollars. No, it's really real if I let you meet my mama. You don't want a girl like me, I'm too crazy. But every other girl you meet is too gay. I'm sure them other girls were nice enough, but you need someone to spice it up. So who you gonna call? Party, party. Come and rev it up like a Harley, Harley. Why is the best food always forbidden? I'm coming to you now doing 20 over the limit. The red light, stop. I don't play when it comes to my heart. Let's get it though. I don't really want a white horse in a carriage. I'm thinking more white horse than a carriage. I need you right here, cause every time you fall, I play with this kitty like you play with your guitar.
Cause I'm like, you're right, you
Maroon 5 and Girl Like You, and that's featuring Cardi B on that track. Let me say a big thank you to Renee and Rick. They're now sort of up in the States getting themselves ready to go off for their two-year holiday.
That's not a holiday. That's a retirement.
To Greece.
It's not a holiday.
He's going to work. Does anybody work in Greece?
It's a great question.
You know, I thought it was just, you know.
Well, that's why the country went bankrupt, no?
That was the European Union.
Got it.
Anyway, thank you also very much for the happy anniversary message you sent, which is all rather nice. And also to our friends Rowena and Rowena and Phil. And you're off on vacation. They said here, look, said, good morning, gentlemen, yes, and listeners. We are off today across the pond to Munich.
There you go.
Hope you're not flying KLM or something. Lufthansa.
Why are you bashing?
Lufthansa. They've been on strike.
They have?
Pilots went on strike.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're all right today. Hey.
Who's flying the planes?
Nobody. They're on the ground.
Got it.
Okay. You know they can't go on their own.
I wonder.
Not yet.
That's the debate.
They're going off to Munich and London. For our 2 week non-winter trip. Now, I hope we're going to see you back here in Panama this year, because you haven't been for a few years. Shame on you. Anyway, you've given me three in a row. We're going to look at those. We'll do that after the news in the next hour. Hopefully, you'll still be there. I suppose if you're going across the pond, you'll be flying tonight, I expect. And also, thank you very much for the happy anniversary wishes. Much appreciated. And we'll come back with your three in a row after the news. And now I tell you what, talking about movies,
yes,
we were just sort of touching on the subject. The Venice Film Festival,
yeah,
seems to be more about problems than, well, no, but yes, I guess problems are the right.
It's problems. I think it's one particular
movie.
It's one of these issues. It's funny because you're supposed to judge the product by the product itself. You're not supposed to care what happens around it or the parts of it. But it's just not true. Like, the people that make movies and the people involved in the filmmaking, there's a reason why publicists exist. There's a reason why these the PR agents exist. Like, you need to be very careful how you promote a movie and how you talk about it and how you behave during the promotion of a movie, because it will affect how the movie is perceived. Obviously, for people out there who don't know what we're talking about, there is a new movie premiering, or it premiered on the Venice Film Festival, called Don't Worry, Darling, directed by Olivia Wilde. Olivia Wilde, a famous actress. This is her second movie, if I'm not mistaken. And during the press of this movie, she had an interview, with Variety, a very known publication. And she said some things that are normally not said. She called out a lot of people in this interview. Her ex-husband, fellow actors, etc., etc. And obviously there has been a lot of backlash from it, because apparently the production of this movie was not peaches and cream. It was complicated. Mm-hmm. Right? And it all stemmed from her behavior. And it all began for the fact that she started dating the lead of the movie.
Harry Styles,
correct. By the way, a little sexist, because it has been a very Hollywood tradition of directors getting involved with their lead actresses.
Oh, really?
Yes, going back to Roman Polanski. Roman Polanski started dating Sharon Tate.
So back as far as the Romans?
No, Roman Polanski.
Oh, and the Polish.
Calm down.
Okay.
Anyways. But anyways, she got involved. Obviously, it was not a great set because of it, because apparently she gave a lot of special treatment to this person, to Harry Styles.
Mm-hmm.
And the lead of the movie did not take it well. Whole issues. She fired some other actors. It was a problem. And cap it off with this stupid interview. Anyways, the lead actress of the movie has refused to do press. The only press appearance she actually made was in the premiere of the movie, and she arrived late.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not doing any press for that movie at all. The other actors like Chris Pine has also been very reluctant to give positive press. Whatever. Harry Styles is just having a ball, being probably the highest paid pop star in the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
The highest grossing concert tour in the world, so he doesn't care. And she's getting a divorce and getting served custody papers in the middle of an award show. Like, it's been a circus. There's no other way about it.
Was this at the Venice?
No, it's in another award show.
But, oh, okay.
But she got recently divorced by beloved actor Jason Sudeikis. Comedian, and she got served with papers for her son and daughter during an award show. It was kind of weird.
As they said on the BBC, they should make a movie about making the movie.
I'm telling you this. And to be honest, if you've heard Olivia Wilde and you hear her interviews, you can tell she is the kind of person that would make these kind of mistakes. She is.
Mm-hmm.
She sometimes speaks without thinking, and it's come and bite her in the ass, and it's going to affect the movie. I am 100% sure. The movie, by the way...
I don't think you can say ass, by the way. If you use the word cooler.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, sorry.
But the movie has gotten great reviews. It got a 7-minute standing ovation at the Venice Film Festival.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes, it apparently is, by all accounts, it's really good. But are people going out to see it? I don't know.
They might do, just because of the story behind it. You know,
it might be interesting. Yeah. And by the way, Harry Styles is so popular that maybe a lot of teen girls are going to go watch this movie.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, it's not a kid's movie at all. It's an adult erotic thriller or something. I don't know.
But he's the sort of flavor of the month, this guy. I mean, movies, like you say, concerts, sells out, new records out.
By the way, people are wondering if he's going to transition into acting, because he did acting a long time ago in Dunkirk.
He just has, hasn't he?
No, but like a real movie star, like actually opening a movie by himself, like being the star of the movie. He's not the star of this movie. But he did Dunkirk a long time ago, and he got great reviews for his performance, really secondary character, but he did well. And now he has two movies premiering this year, two award-winning, artsy movies. And people are wondering, are you going to, like...
Well, isn't he already?
But, hey, you need a big action movie or something.
Oh, he needs to wear a cape, or...
By the way, interestingly enough, he appeared... In a after credit scene in a Marvel movie recently, so who knows?
Uh-huh.
But again, why would he? He's having a ball as a performing artist. Uh-huh. I don't know why he would jump into that complicated world of movie acting. I don't know.
Well, you're talking about directors, because they're saying that Renee and Rick are going to vacation
in Greece.
In Greece.
Yeah.
He says hey. He says he's going to be the program director for the 8 billion euro Helen Conn Park project.
There you go.
8 billion euros.
And you're making fun of
that's Renee. Almost as much as they used to make a movie.
8 billion euro? No.
Which all the very best, Rick. And no doubt, by the way, while you're away, you can keep us up to date on that project. That would be an interesting thing for the show.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I tell you what, we're 5 minutes before 9. We're chatting with Andreas, but I think we should go out today, because we should go out in styles.
Seems you cannot be replaced, and I'm the one who
There we go. That's the man himself, Mr. Harry Styles, and As It Was. And what are you going to watch this week?
I got to be honest. There's
Manifest?
Maybe, I guess so, because there's nothing else to watch. Like, I just checked the premieres of this week, and it's rough. Like, it's a bunch of B-movies that I don't think even came out in the States or in Europe in the movie theaters.
I know you're looking forward to the next release of the next Minions.
I'm super excited about that. Mm-hmm. Is there going to be? I'm sure.
I hope so. I hope there is one just to annoy you.
I'll watch something. There's a lot. This is an interesting period because we're going from like summer blockbusters to like the autumn and winter slate, mm-hmm. which is, mm-hmm. is Oscar worthy movies. So there's a lot of stuff coming out, and I have to say next week though, Cumpleañero comes out, the Arturo Montenegro new film.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was lucky enough to watch an early cut of it. And I can't say much because, you know, I can't say much, but...
It's not like you.
Hey, man, you gotta respect, but it's a really personal film. Like, it's probably his, in my opinion, a really intimate movie. He made a really intimate movie, and obviously during the pandemic, so it's mm-hmm. all very, mm-hmm. very... You can tell it's very intimate. I enjoyed it.
Oh, okay.
I recommend people.
That was it. That was it then.
No, we'll talk a little bit more about it, obviously.
Okay, so it'll save you watching something next week.
No, that premieres not this week, but next week.
Oh, the way, okay.
Yeah, this week I have no idea what I'm going to watch.
Yeah. Okay, Manifest.
I guess so, Manifest.
At least six.
So you always up the ante. You said four, now I got to watch six.
It's my job.
Jesus.
That's what I do.
I get it.
Annoy you.
Yeah, okay.
And everybody else.
Take care, brother.
Okay. Look after yourself. Thanks a lot.
All the best.
Andreas Clementi with us for this week. So look at what's on the movies. The time, we're top of the hour, 9:00. Mr. News at 8. Got it for you now.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Por tu Sebrén detrás de la línea amarilla y sitúate a lo largo del andén o plataforma de espera. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely, and welcome back to The Breakfast Show, boys and girls, here on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio show. Right, let's say go back to I said that we would do it after the news, so a very good morning to our friends there up in the United States. That's to Rowena and Phil, who are going off on their vacations, and you asked if we could play three in a row. You asked if we could play Holiday by Madonna, Holiday Road by Lindsey Buckingham, and Vacation by the Go-Go's. Let's get started.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go, yes, that's going out to Rowena and Phil there, and you enjoy your vacation. Lovely. Say hello to London for me. All right, everybody knows me there. Of course. So have a wonderful time. And you can still keep in touch with us while you're away. Why not? And we started off three in a row. We started with Madonna and Holiday, followed on with Lindsey Buckingham and Holiday Road. And that last one, of course, The Go-Go's and Vacation. There we go. That's Al Green there. And let's stay together. Time, by the way, on the Breakfast Show. If you keep an eye on the time, we are exactly half past the hour of. We're after the hour of 9 o'clock. And by the way, we do have a special guest in the background, which is Lala the Parrot. So it's extra. By the way, just want to remind you about a couple of things. Our friends, of course, at De Gourmet Store, the delicatessen speciality food shop. And don't forget, they are now also in Paitia Mall, next to the Panama Clinic. And there you will find delicious baked breads, the best cuts of meat, seafood, tapas, recognized wines, and gourmet products to heat and enjoy. So please, don't forget, De Gourmet Store, delicatessen store, and Speciality Foods is also in Paitia Mall, next to the Panama Clinic, which is in the Pacific Center here in Paitia, and they're waiting for you Monday to Saturday. Alright, so do pop along and go and see them.
Return the sender. Return the sender. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back. She wrote upon it, return the sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it, return the sender, address unknown. No such person, no such zone.
This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're riding on it. Return to sender, address unknown. Such number, no such soul. Return the sender, return the sender, return.
You can't beat the oldies, can you? That's Elvis Presley, of course, and Return to Sender. And that's brought us just a few seconds away from 27 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock on this morning's Breakfast Show. And Yasmin,
mm-hmm.
You're back again.
Yes.
Hello. Yes, yes. We finished with the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Hey, what are you doing today? You're going to a thingy, aren't you?
Yeah, I have a press conference at Atrium Mall. They are going to present a new festival. It's about tourism and mm-hmm. gastronomy.
Oh, okay.
So I'll tell you more tomorrow.
Oh, excellent. Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. Okay. We got our associate with us this morning,
mm-hmm.
Lala the Parrot.
She should come with me to the press conference.
I think she... Do you know what? I've been saying that for a long time. She should go with you. Really? Permanently? You'd love a parrot,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't you?
Don't you think she will attack me?
That's irrelevant.
Or maybe she will attack people.
Well, you'll enjoy that. She get on well with Ian.
Mm-hmm.
She likes the men, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. She loves me.
Yes.
Hates everybody else. But, I mean, poor Christina, my lovely wife, she, Lala will attack her,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah,
but you know, I was wondering because you know she's sort of like this. She's sort of you know, she's always sort of, she hasn't learned anything new
mm-hmm.
since she's been here. Now you know, Pepe used to pick things up and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But Lala, she's like this a lot of the time,
mm-hmm.
and she bites the cage and she flaps her wings,
mm-hmm.
you know, like that. And, you know, I told you that she was sort of rescued from a couple of cats.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if she suffers from, I mean, I'm not joking, I'm wondering if she suffers from some kind of PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that she's always scared mm-hmm. or nervous or whatever.
Yeah, maybe.
And she's like this all day.
Mm-hmm.
And she hates music. I mean, me. And if I turn music on, wah, 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 until I turn it off. Oh, dear. Yeah, life is strange. Anyway, we've got a couple of this days in music.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want to start?
Okay, the first one, she was born in 1951.
Uh-huh.
Missy Hyandy.
Mm-hmm.
Best known as a founding member of English-American rock band The Pretenders, who had the 1980 UK number one single, The Brass in Pocket. In Andy Solo in 1985 UK number one single, I Got You Babe, with UB40.
Mm. Well, we're going to do Brass in Pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And I like this one. You know, Brass in Pocket, I mean, you've got money in your pocket. Brass
oh, okay.
in Pocket.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that okay, Lola? You want to introduce this one? Now she goes quiet.
Got brass in pocket, got paddle, I'm gonna use it, intention, I'm feeling myself, gonna make you notice, got motion, restrained emotion, I've been diving, detour leaning, no visa.
In Pocket from the Pretenders, of course, Chrissie Hynde in there, and 21 and a half minutes before 10 o'clock. Hola, la, la. Thank
hola.
You. Hola, la, la. Hola. Oh, dear, she's going to want paying. what's the second one we got for this morning?
Uh-huh, the second one, of course, Gloria Gaynor. She was born in 1947. American singer best known for the 70s disco era hits I Will Survive, Never Can Say Goodbye, and I Am What I Am.
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and
So Gloria Gaynor and I Will Survive. I'm not so sure about La La the Parrot, though, are you?
Oh, poor thing.
But I mean, there's a vet out there. I mean, is it possible that animals can suffer from PTSD? Because she's really, you know, she's always like this. She's like hyper.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, she's not picked anything up, and she's a yellow-crested
mm-hmm.
Amazon, and they normally pick things up sort of, you know, pretty quickly. But it's strange because mm-hmm. her behaviour's not really normal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit like mine. So what time is your thing this morning?
11.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. So you've not got you've got a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I'd better make sure that today, hopefully the good lady, Christina, she's got to the office.
Mm-hmm.
And she's still listening there in the office with the radio on, because I must, of course, play something for her this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Happy anniversary for us.
Exactly. 26
years. She deserves a medal.
Congratulations.
Yay. She said to me, how old were you when I married you? I said, 26. She said, no, that's how many years we've been together. Lala, do keep quiet. There's a good girl. It's like having two of them, you know. Anyway, I'd like to dedicate this piece of music to my beautiful wife, Christina, and thank you for being my reason for waking up every morning.
Today than the first time I looked your way, and I finally found what makes my world go round. Another year of living strong, making love and holding on, growing up and facing down our fears.
happy anniversary, another year of you and me. Happy anniversary, you and me in love. Until I cry, you'll make me dance until I die. You'll hold my hand till I learn to fly. They don't know, cause they can't see. Love like us was meant to be. Love like us was meant to grow and last. Happy anniversary, another year of you and me. Happy anniversary, you and me in love. First time I looked your way, and I finally found what makes my world around. Happy anniversary, another year of you and me. Happy anniversary, you and me in love. Happy anniversary, another year of you and me.
And there we go, happy anniversary. And it goes out to my lovely wife, Christina, this morning. And that's brought us to 12 and a half minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. So we've only got 7 more minutes to listen to Lala chatting away out there. And I tell you what we did last night. We went out and we went out for dinner last night. We went to a Mexican restaurant I've never been to before, here in the Paitia area, called Oaxaca. It's right next to the Ferrari shop. Yes. Oh, love that shop. So yeah, we went there last night and had a really enjoyable time. And tell you what, it's a Mexican restaurant, but the music they were playing was right up my street. It was all sort of 1970s, 80s, and that kind of music, disco music and things like that. It's a great restaurant, try it out sometime. Right, time on the Breakfast Show to take another piece of music. We know, in actual fact, going to go back in time a little bit. This is with Cat Stevens and Matthew and Son.
All day.
Matthew and Sam from Cat Stevens. I tell you what, let me just remind you quickly once more, because it won't be long until it's lunchtime. Just a couple of hours, in actual fact. And don't forget that the Gourmet Store, the delicatessen and speciality food shop, is here in Paitia Mall, next to the Panama Clinic in the Pacific Centre. And there you can find those delicious baked breads, the best cuts of meat, seafood, tapas, recognised wines as well. And don't forget, there's something for you for lunch. Gourmet products that you can take away, eat and enjoy. The Gourmet Store here in Paitia Mall. And also, our friends at Encuentro 24. Don't forget, if you were looking for a Hisense TV, they got all sizes of them. And also, you can get free delivery with Entrega Domicilio plus 10% off. So, yeah, don't forget that one. This takes us a little bit back to last night. This comes from the Champs. It's called Tequila. Thank you. There we go, yes, a little bit of John Barry's Seven there, and Hit and Miss, following on from their Tequila. And that's it. That's brought us to the end of this Wednesday morning's program. It's been a fun morning, been nice with you this morning. And let's say a big thank you to Andreas Tomenti, joining us in the 8 o'clock hour today for our look at the movies. Also to our intrepid outdoor reporter Ingrid, and to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, our producer here, getting us all our background information off to a press conference in not too long a time. And also my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom, over there in Windsor. So big thanks to him. The boys and girls of Grupo Grado, of course, are always keeping us up and running. Oh, yes, sorry. Lala the parrot as well. Mustn't forget Lala. Otherwise, there'll be hell to play later on. So big thanks to him. And always to, as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us on this morning's Breakfast Show. Don't forget, if you'd like to join us, like to be one of the advertisers or sponsors, just get in touch. You can WhatsApp us on 677-188-22, 677-188-22. You can WhatsApp us or call Yasmin on 223-5162, 223-5162, or you can just WhatsApp Lala the Parrot. Why not? Doesn't got a web address yet. Right, so that's it. And big thanks to all of you. And don't forget that I will be back with you 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. And what do I want to be doing? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. So be careful what you're doing. All right? So for me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.